Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, as we begin the month of May together. Have you ever had a revelation which changed your mind about something significant, which in turn changed your life? Join me again today in Jerusalem, about 2,000 years ago, as we watch thousands of people experience a mind-changing revelation of God's truth, which also included a life-transforming spiritual experience, the arrival of the Holy Spirit of God. The story is found in Acts chapter 2, and the event happened on a very important day in the history of Israel. It was the Shavuot festival, 50 days after that historic Passover Easter weekend. Do you remember how the events involving Jesus Christ radically impacted the Passover festival that year in Jerusalem? For 40 days after that weekend and his resurrection, Jesus appeared multiple times to his disciples and friends, proving that he was alive, continuing his teaching about God, and preparing his disciples for his departure, according to Acts chapter 1. Yesterday, I left you with about 120 of Jesus' friends who had been doing what Jesus told them to do as he ascended from the Mount of Olives back to heaven. For 10 days, they had been waiting, not really knowing exactly how they would recognize the arrival of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promised God the Father would send. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, languages, as the Holy Spirit enabled them. Acts chapter 2. Yesterday, we looked closely at this event, seeking to understand why God sent the wind and the tongues of fire. Today, let's look at this miracle of Spirit-anointed people speaking languages they did not know. Acts 2, verse 5 tells us why this miracle of languages happened. There were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language?" Acts chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. Do you see the complexity of this miracle, my friends, and do we understand the global implications? May I point out three important things. First, these were not pagans nor people uninterested in God. These were God-fearing Jews who had come to Jerusalem for Shavuot and were amazed and perplexed by what they were witnessing. These were passionately spiritual people who had come on this long pilgrimage for an extended time of worship of the God of Israel and celebration of great things he had done for Israel through the centuries. The revelation of God's truth about Jesus changed their lives, and 3,000 of them were baptized as expressions of their allegiance to Jesus as Messiah at the end of this amazing event, according to Acts 2, verse 36 to 41. Second, these people had come from every nation under heaven. Many had come from far away, assuming the dialect they spoke in their remote part of the world would be unknown in Jerusalem. I assume they also could speak Greek, the common language across the Roman Empire at that time. This gathering of people was a representation of the world's population at that time. This Holy Spirit miracle enabled Galilean followers of Jesus to speak in languages spoken by people far away from Jerusalem, in places these Galileans had never visited and maybe didn't even know existed. Why? Because God was showing our entire world that Jesus Christ's death and resurrection was for all peoples of the entire world, Jews and Gentiles, religious and non-religious. No one was excluded from the power or potential of Jesus to change their life if only they would know about the gospel. Third, the Holy Spirit made sure no one was excluded by anointing all these Galilean followers of Jesus with the wide variety of languages needed so each of these visitors to Jerusalem could hear the gospel of Jesus in their native tongue. That's why this statement, which was made, is so significant. Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Acts chapter 2, verse 7, 8, and 11. For any person, their greatest depth of understanding is found when they hear their native language spoken. Isn't that true? God alone knew which native languages were represented by all these visitors, and the Holy Spirit carefully selected and anointed with a specific language each of these Galilean friends of Jesus. Now think about that for a moment, my friends. Have you ever stood in an international airport or some other place where many languages are spoken all at the same time? In the confusion, Peter stood up and shouted for the attention of everyone, and he explained what was happening here. But nothing like this had ever happened in any place in our world at any time, so how did Peter know what to say? Ah, this was another miracle of God on this special Pentecost day. The Holy Spirit of God filled Peter's mind with an understanding and guided Peter to a prophecy from the Jewish prophet Joel, written hundreds of years before. Peter said, "These people are not drunk, as you suppose. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people." Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 20. Peter quoted from Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32, and Peter concluded with these words of Joel, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Acts 2, verse 21. That radical statement propelled Peter into what may be the greatest, yet quite brief, sermon, giving the clear gospel message of Jesus, especially focused on Jewish people. Tomorrow, we'll look at that very brief but very clear and powerful statement of Peter's, which resulted in 3,000 Jewish pilgrims trusting in Jesus as their Messiah and Savior and asking to be baptized. For today, I urge us to celebrate the miracles recorded for us in Acts 2, which occurred with these humble Galilean followers of Jesus and which enabled passionate, very religious Jews from around the world to witness the arrival of the Holy Spirit and experience the very first, very clear missionary proclamation of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. While Easter weekend was 2 weeks ago, how many millions of people have heard the gospel message of Jesus for the first time in their lives and in their own native languages in the past several days? And how many have responded as these did in Jerusalem that Pentecost day, and have trusted Jesus to deliver them from their sin bondage and sin condemnation, and they are today transformed believers in and followers of Jesus.